From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have captured a key airbase north of the city of Kirkuk, along with several positions to the south following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to reclaim control of the disputed area from Kurdish forces. Kurds have controlled Kirkuk city since pushing out Islamic State fighters who swept into Iraq in 2014. After more than six decades of moderate and centrist governments, Austria appears to be shifting to the right as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general election and is now poised to become the country's next leader. Kurz campaigned on tougher immigration procedures in the wake of the flow of refugees from the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since 2015. Monash University Europe scholar Natalie Doyle said the election outcome is not surprising.
This election, in fact, confirms a trend that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble.
Austria's far-right Freedom Party also made gains in Sunday's election, giving Kurz the chance to form a coalition with either them or the Social Democrats, who are in second place. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialist won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of the more political turmoil might occur. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that left more than 100 dead since April. This is VOA News. The president of Spain's Catalonia region, Carlos Puigdemont, has responded to a Monday deadline, failing to clarify whether he will push ahead with efforts for the region to break away from Madrid and signaling that the secession crisis is far from over. Following an independence referendum on October the 1st, Puigdemont said last week he was prepared for Catalonia to become an independent state, despite a court ruling that declared such a move would be unconstitutional. More than 200 people have been killed by twin bomb blasts that struck busy junctions in the heart of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, over the weekend, marking the deadliest attack since an Islamist insurgency began in 2007. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting.
Anger on the streets of Mogadishu as the death toll from Saturday's twin bomb blasts in Somalia's capital climbs above 200. Clad in red headbands, more than 2,000 people gathered in the city on Sunday, protesting what have become the deadliest attacks in the country since an Islamic insurgency began 10 years ago. At least 100 others were wounded in the simultaneous explosions that struck busy intersections in the heart of the city. 3 days of national mourning has been declared, and there are calls for blood donations and funds for victims. As families took to the streets on Sunday in search of missing loved ones, emergency workers continued to comb through the rubble, pulling dozens of bodies from the debris, many charred beyond recognition. There's still been no claim of responsibility for the attack, but the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, allied to Al-Qaeda, carries out regular attacks in the country.
Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Trump administration officials insist they are remaining in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran for now. On Friday, President Trump informed Congress he will not certify Iran as complying with that agreement. Congress has 60 days to determine if it should impose new sanctions. None of the other countries which signed the agreement has voiced support for President Trump regarding Iran, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to work with Washington to fix the agreement's deficiencies.
They're very clear, and they have to be changed. And it's an opportunity that President Trump has created for them to fix this very bad deal, which is dangerous for them, no less than it is for others.
While Iran said it will not renegotiate the deal, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the Trump administration would offer a second agreement in parallel with the first agreement, again signed in 2015. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.